You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back. It is Champ Camp. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex, 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories. We'll get back to everyone's phone call. Reaction to the trade deadline. Are you okay with what they did? Phil's tonight and back in action. Here we get to see potentially the first entrance at home for Duran, right? Not Duran, Duran.
Duran, Duran.
Well.
Duran, Duran.
My name is Duran, Duran.
Duran,
Duran.
Duran, Duran.
Have you, did you listen to his song yesterday?
Yes, I did.
You feel you got it down a little bit?
Mm.
Okay.
I'll
give you some time.
Here's the thing. I listened to the song. Not my genre of music. But I think it's going to get the place rocking because of the moment.
Yes.
When he comes in. But just to sit there and listen to in the car and listen to it.
Well, you're doing it. You need to learn it for the show. And I don't need you to love it.
Yeah.
But you got to do it for the show. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. Try day as well. But let's talk some Eagles with Elliott Shore Parks after practice today as the Eagles. Man, we've been here for 2 weeks now, and it seems like, Elliot, every time we talk to you, there's something a little bit different about what's going on, and it feels like the last couple days, maybe it's more about that passing game. Elliot, how are we doing today?
What's up? How you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
Well,
how you doing?
We're good. So yesterday, we weren't here, right? You were here, but we weren't, and you know, we were all focused on the trade deadline and the Phillies and who they're going to get, and they didn't end up doing anything big yesterday. But I did notice yesterday that you did not have a good grade for Jalen Hurts and his practice. And that feels pretty rare over the last two summers. It feels like most days you're giving him either a good or a great grade. So tell us about yesterday. And then we were here today. We are here today. And every time I looked at Elliot, it didn't look like the passing game when the first team was on the field was humming. What have you noticed? What's going on with the passing game right now?
Yeah, you're right. It is rare for Jalen to have a bad practice. But, you know, unfortunately, it's becoming a little less rare over these last few days. And it's not all on Jalen, I'll say that. That the passing offense in general, to me, doesn't really look like it's clicking right now. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. One would be personnel. They've done a little bit of a mishmash, like offensive line, where today Drew Kendall was in there at center. Landon Dickerson has been taking some snaps off. And then obviously Devontae's not practiced for a few practices with a back injury. And then today AJ only took part, and I would say about half of the team reps. It looks like he didn't do the second half of the day. So he's not out there with a full deck of cards. I will say that. But what's happening in the passing game is more and more passes are falling incomplete. I had him down at 6 of 11 in yesterday's practice where he had a really bad interception in a big moment. Today he was 13 of 23, and today was really kind of a simulated game. They did kind of live action up and down the field, first down, second down, third down. And the day started well. He ended the first drive. It was an 11-play drive with a touchdown to Will Shipley. Nice throw about 20 yards out. But after that, he didn't complete. I mean, he completed less than half of his passes and had a few chances for more touchdowns and missed them. But yeah, not the best day for the passing game. The running game was good, but not the passing game.
Elliot, the other thing that I noticed, and again, we're doing a show and I'm looking out, I'm seeing bits and pieces of plays, and then, you know, maybe I missed something and you're right there. It also feels to me in the time that we've been here, the shows we've done so far at camp, that I feel like he's taking off and running a lot, which he's good at, and it moves the chains during the games. But I would think in practice he's trying to complete a pass, right? Is that pressure getting to him, and he's scrambling? Is he not? Is there no one open? It feels to me like there's been a good amount of I've looked up and Jalen's running instead of throwing.
So I don't know if I would say it's been a lot. I think your assessment that it is definitely happening is correct. I mean, today I have him down with probably 4 or 5 quarterback runs. He was on the field for 46 plays. Some of those were runs to Saquon. So it is happening. And I think there's a couple reasons there. One, like I mentioned, the offensive line has been a little bit kind of patched together because not everybody's practicing on every play. And the defensive line, as a result, has been good. Today, Azeez Ojulari got a sack. Moro Ojomo got a play where he knocked a ball out of Jalen's hand. Actually, the second day in a row, he's had it knocked out of his hand in the pocket, which is a bit concerning. And then also, you know, I think part of the reason he's running a little bit, maybe more, is because guys aren't getting open. Again, you don't have AJ, you don't have Devontae. And while you're right in practice, maybe you want him to say, you know what, I'm gonna try this and I'm gonna throw it. I'd rather Jalen take care of the ball. Like, it's pretty simple with the Eagles. When Jalen takes care of the ball, they win the game. So he's not being reckless with the ball, but he's definitely holding on to it, I would say.
Elliot, Shahad Campbell joined us a few minutes ago, and we asked him about edge compared to playing inside, and he was kind of noncommittal on, you know, he wanted to give away how often he's playing either, but you could tell he's excited about wherever they're putting him on the field. I mean, Hugh asked him what he wants to do more of, basically, and he just said be on the field. But yesterday you did say that you did see him getting some reps at outside, which is certainly eye-opening, because getting a chance to sit next to him, Elliot, he looks like an edge. Like, he's got the body type of a
Definitely
guy that could rush the quarterback off the edge.
Yeah, he's much closer, I would say, to Jalix Hunt in a body type than he is a Jeremiah Trotter, right? Now, Zach Bond, also, a tall guy. But I think Jahad is probably the best athlete on the entire defense. And if they weren't so loaded on offense, you can make an argument the best athlete on the entire team. I mean, you guys got a chance to see him today. Anyone that's seen him out at practice, it stands out immediately. He has really long legs, long arms. He covers a lot of ground quickly. And as a result, I think he projects as an edge. I think this year he will play the majority of his snaps at linebacker, but you saw in yesterday's practice that he's starting to get some reps at edge. Now, he is further along in his development as a linebacker. He rushed somewhat at Alabama, but didn't do it a ton, and in the reps he's gotten rushing in practice this year with the Eagles, it's not been impressive, right? He's still working on it. But as a linebacker, he's making plays continually. He's bringing a physical presence to the defense, which is tough to do sometimes in practice, but he definitely does that when he's out on the field. Did get beat today for a touchdown. He's who Will Shipley beat for the touchdown. But he's definitely had a super impressive camp, and they can do a lot of things with him for sure because of his athleticism.
Do you see him as a day one starter or somebody that could potentially work his way in and become a starter later in the season?
So if you would have asked me this prior to camp, I would have said probably not. But now after watching them practice 7 times, he's going to be out on the field a ton in week 1 against Dallas. He's just too athletic, too good, and they've invested too much in him not to have him play. Will he be a starter? I would say probably yes. I think that ultimately he will beat out Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and then he'll be next to Zach Bond. Is there a world where Trotter's out there, but Bond is – I'm not Bond, where Campbell's playing a bunch of different roles and he's doing all types of things, but he's not technically a starter? Mm-hmm. Maybe. But prior to camp, I had the over-under on snaps for Campbell in week 1 at 10.5. I would probably jump that up to 25 or 30. Like, I think he will be out there for sure a ton.
All right, Elliot, I'm going to ask you to kind of fill in the blanks here. So we are about a month away, a little over a month away from the opening night game against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to give you 3 names, and then you tell me the 2 names that are missing. So the secondary on opening night, and I know sometimes there'll be 4 guys out there, sometimes 5, more often 5 because more nickel than base. But Reed Blankenship, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, they're going to play. They're going to be on the field a lot. Who are the next two? Who are the other 2 guys? So another safety, if it's not Cooper, and then another corner. If you had to guess right now, who are the other 2 guys that make up most of the secondary opening night?
Yeah, so if they were playing on Sunday, right, they were playing 2 days from now, week 1, the season begins, I think the other 2 guys would be Adoree Jackson and Sidney Brown. Andrew Makuba, he did some individual work today, but he's missed now 4 practices essentially with that shoulder injury. And so I think, and you know, with him out, Sidney's been able to get a ton of team reps. He's getting first team reps. He's been here longer. He talked today after practice about how, you know, last season he was rehabbing in the offseason. This year he had all year to get, or all offseason to get ready for this season. So he feels good about where he's at, and I think he would start at safety if they played on Sunday. And then Adoree Jackson, I think, has just had a better camp than Keeley. Now, I don't think either has stood out in a positive way, but of the two, Adoree seems to be getting more snaps with the first team, and I don't think he's getting beat as much as Keeley is. Keeley's given up a few catches. So those would probably be the two, but my guess is where, you know, doing that pregame show out at the link for week one, there might be a few new names we're talking about when it comes to that secondary.
LA, a couple days ago when we talked to you, I guess it was Tuesday when we were here, Wednesday when we had you in studio, you were talking a lot about Saquon Barkley and how many reps he's got. It sounded like he was, once again, the star of the day. Say, so after viewing seven now or so Saquon practices, does it look like last year? Because there's been a lot of feeling and worry and concern, like he's going to lose a step. The burst isn't going to be the same. Age, attrition, all the workload last year. It looks the same to me, Elliot. What are you seeing?
I think he looks better in camp this year than he did this time last year. I mean, he's been unbelievable. When he touches the ball, like, it's hard, in my opinion, for a running back to really shine in practice if you're not tackling, because plays get blown dead so quickly. He was unbelievable today. It might have been the best practice I've ever seen from an Eagles running back in my, like, 15-plus years watching training camp.
Wow, like
he
that.
Touched the ball 14 times. He had touchdowns on back-to-back plays. He had a long run. He went back-to-back. One was technically a two-point conversion, but in a practice, it's basically another touchdown. And I thought what really stood out to me about him today was the energy he brought. The offense, as we talked about at the beginning of this call, was not good the past few days. From the moment Saquon got out on the field, he was clearly, in my opinion, stepping on the field to make a statement and to get things going. He was trash-talking to some of the defensive players, both during the play sometimes and also after the play. Like I said, he ran it a bunch, 11 carries, three catches, could have had a long touchdown if it wasn't broken up at the last minute. He was really, really good. And much like last year, he's what the offense needed. They needed Saquon to be special to get things going again on the offensive side of the ball. And that's exactly what he was on Friday.
What have you seen from A.J. Dillon and his contribution so far this camp?
He's looked good. He's looked good, especially with coming off and not playing football for a year. He actually has, or at least going into today, I haven't added it up yet, but had more first-team carries than Will Shipley did. I think the way they're viewing this, just based off practice, is when Saquon's not in the game, A.J. Dillon will probably go in. But when it's a Kenny Gainwell, you know, situational football, third down, two-minute drill, I think that's when you could see Will Shipley go out there and be kind of that Kenny Gainwell pass-catching, pass-blocking running back. But A.J. Dillon has looked good. When he runs and gets ahead of steam going, he looks tough to bring down. He runs hard. And also just, you know, talking to him a few times since he's been here, you can tell he's a veteran that's been in the league for a while, and I think he's going to be a good addition to that locker room. So, yeah, definitely an impressive camp for A.J. so far.
Did Nick speak after practice, or was this just the Sirianni flu game? Because we did hear he wasn't feeling great before the practice.
I heard he got the bubble guts.
Oh, uh-oh.
I just made that up.
Okay, recklessly speculating there.
Yeah, reckless.
Gotcha.
There we go. No, he did not talk after practice. He did go out there and coach today, you know, his Willis Reed moment, walking out onto the practice field. And it was, I'll say this too, it was an intense practice. You guys were out there. You could feel how much cooler it was. And I think they took advantage of that. Jalen was on the field, like I said, 46 plays. The practice was almost 2 hours. The practice was pretty much exclusively 11-on-11 with thudding, if not completely tackling to the ground. So Nick, I think it was a good thing Nick was out there. It was clearly going to be a big day of practice. And, yeah, he fought through and made his way through practice.
Elliot, what is the schedule now for the weekend for the Eagles?
So they're off tomorrow. They practiced four times in the last 5 days, so off tomorrow. Back on the practice field Sunday morning for the first of three straight days. It'll be the first time in camp they'll go three straight days. So they'll go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, and then next Thursday night we're all back out there for that pregame show. Yeah. So excited for that.
We got ourselves football on Thursday.
Thursday exactly night football.
Right. Exactly. How about that? All right, Elliot, we appreciate it as always, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks with us there. All right, a couple things to hit on, then we'll go back to the phones. Hugh, what do you think about this passing game looking stuck in mud through about a week of practice?
I'm not worried about that.
Alarm bells?
Well, no, because like you said.
Panic?
he didn't have his full complement of receivers out there. And there was something, like, Ike was here earlier today. And when I walked out, I talked to him, and I was getting ready to come back. They made everybody put their cameras up. They made everybody put their phones and stuff up. So I think that that probably was a period. And I don't know exactly where Elliott was charting his plays. I just wanted to put that out there because that might have been it. I think they were working on things.
New.
Something new. Or something that they – some concepts that they didn't want people to see.
That, when I was out there a few days ago, they had the same moment. Where, phones down.
Yeah. You can't and it was like, phone part. Down. Yeah. You can't record this. Because I think there are certain things that they're trying to work on that they don't want anybody to see.
So I know it's only a weekend, right? We have a month until the first football, the real football game.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed my mind since we got here that the Eagles should run the offense the way they did last year. Elliott just told us he just watched the best running back practice he's ever seen. Saquon looks as explosive or more than last year. I know we've had a lot of conversations the last few months of should they change the offense, should they throw more. Mm-hmm. I see no reason to want to throw the football more.
Mm.
Now, maybe 3 weeks from now, if the passing game is humming and we start talking about the big picture and we're like, well, let's back off a little bit of the Saquon stuff. All right, maybe. Not like if they had to play a game on Sunday, their best chance to win is the same way they won last year, running the football with the best running back in the NFL. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. And of course, Jahad Campbell and how much he's going to play earlier this season. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines. But first, this segment here, of course, is brought to you by McGurk's Pub and Grill. Awesome day at McGurk's yesterday. We loved being out there,
man,
for deadline day.
McGurk's.
They're great. Check out McGurk's summer menu featuring a mouthwatering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. Big V is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Big
V.
How you guys doing?
What's
Big
going
V,
on,
we're
Big
good.
V.
What are you thinking?
Oh, man. First of all, yo. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to have to take a gummy, brother, and calm down a little bit.
I am calm. I'm telling you what's going on here, and the Phillies needed to add more offense. I mean, that's the truth.
They don't need to add more offense.
Okay.
What they need is the offensive guys that they have to perform like the offensive guys that they were.
Well, that's not going to happen, Big V. I mean, like,
well, why doesn't it happen? I mean, you're sitting right next to the Phillies.
Why haven't they hit all year?
Like, get you in there, have him say a few things, you know, express some wine, and, you know, have a kumbaya moment.
He was going to promote violence.
I'm not. I do not.
You always do.
No, I don't. I just say, listen.
Come on, big guy.
Every situation I talk about is hypothetical.
I just love this idea that let's just snap our fingers and Castellanos will be what he was 4 or 5 years ago. Snap our fingers and Brandon Marsh will be good. What world are you guys living in?
But that's
you're more into snap our fingers, write a check, and get people in there that you think will perform. But more than likely, that's just you being hyperbolic because there's a strong possibility that they get there and they don't perform.
No, I just have accepted it. Like, we have this idea the Phillies are going to wake up tomorrow and go and turn the clock back. This is who they are now. Castellanos is an average offensive player. What is he going to? Alec Bohm is what he is.
Yo, before you have an existential meltdown again, you're not in last place. We're in a good standing.
But Big V, can we grow up for a second? Hold on. Can we grow up? This isn't about them being pretty good. This is about winning the World Series. So I'm judging them based against the Dodgers and the Padres and the Mets and the Cubs and the Brewers. So when I say all these things, it's not about they're not in last place. Big V, they have a $300 million payroll. We got to stop treating the Phillies like they're the little engine that could. Like, this is one of the best teams in baseball, and the idea is to win the World Series.
So the $300 million little engine that could, you want to turn it into the $350 million little engine that could, right? Is that the whole thing?
Just want to win the World Series, Big V. Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple, okay? Pretty simple to win the World Series is this, okay? We've got great pitching. We've even got another reliever who's, like, lights out.
Mm-hmm.
So all we need is our long ball players to be long ball players.
They're not long ball players anymore. Don't you see this, Big V? They have one serious home run hitter on the team. One.
And if Harper's coming back, he's heating up. Everybody else will start heating up.
Harper's the wild card, obviously.
All they need is a cheese and wine session with Hugh and get their swag back. Yeah, I think that'll work.
You keep believing Castellanos is a home run hitter. I mean, he's not anymore. I mean, I don't want to tell you.
I didn't say that I believe that Castellanos is a, you know,
home
run hitter.
Who are the home run hitters you're talking about? Bohm?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He didn't even. Yeah. When you said
no,
it,
he hasn't been recently.
He never has been recently.
The only one that's been
consistent. He didn't even believe that.
He's a 6'5" singles hitter.
Only one who's been consistent a home run hitter is Schwarber. They just need to get their swag back. That's
swag.
All.
You sound like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your mojo back.
Yeah, you sound like you
over
here.
There you go.
This is your fault. When we get people like
this. Live your truth, Big B.
There we go. Lie to yourself.
Tell him,
lie to yourself.
Live your truth.
That's right. It is not Hugh's fault that, you know, the bats are slumping.
You got a nickname for the show, Big B?
Yeah. Let's call it the dynamic duo.
Man,
Because, I mean, that's like,
you guys were with the
lame name.
Yeah, it's funny.
Because you guys were with the other one. Spike is a real prick.
It's like every time.
Yeah, it's, guys,
you can't say that on there, can
you? No.
I was just making sure. I was like, wait.
Well, I didn't want him.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So here's the question. Should we take Dom the Mets fan now and get all the annoying people out of the way in one segment?
Yes, go for it.
All right, let's get this out of the way. Dom, what's up?
Well, Bumbleclot.
Huh?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
How
Dom?
You doing? Oh my gosh, it's awful. Real quick?
What you got, man?
I got an answer for your little contest.
Okay, what is it?
For a little contest.
The Midday Morons.
That's pretty decent.
I mean, I think a lot of our listeners would agree with that one. Yeah, it's not
the worst one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't even really.
I've heard worse. Yeah.
You guys got the next Sammy Sosa. You happy?
Who, Bader?
Yes. Yeah, he's a stud, man. I'm jealous. You guys got Bader, man. That's crazy.
You got like Cedric Mullins.
Yeah, who hasn't hit in years.
Yeah. You know what I'm worried about?
Mm.
After Trey Turner, who sucks, Bryce Harper, and then strike out or hit a home run Schwarber, in the playoffs, I don't even know how we're going to compete with that 4-9 lineup you guys got.
Well, I mean, yours isn't much better, Tom. The reality is, right now, your team is scoring less runs per game than the Phillies. You know that, right?
Yeah, if somehow we're ahead of you guys and not knock you guys out of the playoffs last year.
You said that like you're ahead of our lot.
Both teams have limped for the last 2 months.
Half a game wins the division, doesn't it?
Well, they need to
not on August 1st, it doesn't.
No, well, they also need to play a full schedule. You don't win by half a game. You got to finish the season.
You got a lot of baseball.
Got to be a full game or tied. Dumb.
Was that your big reveal?
Since you guys got somebody who comes out of the bullpen – blasting music that nobody can even understand, maybe you guys can compete with the Mets this year and win more than one game in the playoffs.
What does Edwin Diaz do?
The trumpets?
Yeah, he comes out not to sazón, reggaeton.
This is like so it was the worst trash talk.
So I was right.
I
it was reggaeton.
My life.
This is what you're proud of. This like this make you feel right.
No, but I'm saying I was right.
Tom's
it was reggaeton.
A joke. Dumb enough. I think you were right on that. Did you have someone help you with that?
Yeah, it was reggaeton.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had the wrong song.
But it seems like a mix is his song. It's not.
Well,
like,
it's a remix. It's okay. Called, the song is El Impriano. Okay. I said it wrong.
We're not going to talk about just how like brutal that call was.
Well, I tried to move
I mean,
past.
He
El Incompretendo.
I feel like Dom's trying to be a heel. He just stinks at it.
It's
no,
really
he's
bad.
Not good at it.
No. He's not good at it.
No.
Like,
he's
Cowboy
be,
Jim is decent at it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny to me that you're friends with him because we don't
I'm
like
not
him.
Friends
oh,
with him.
Oh, you are.
I'm not.
Kyle,
he had on the
he
had on
top
five.
Cowboy Jim. Douglas,
he had on the top five caller shirt.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Guy's getting his own T-shirts made up.
He knows good bourbon, though.
There we go.
Just saying. You know, at some point, you know, I'm just saying, it's one of those things where...
Screw that guy!
We have reached common ground as far as bourbon is
and
concerned.
And this is... No, you don't reach common grounds with Cowboys fans.
I'm just saying, I mean...
Don't you get it?
It's unfortunate that that's who he is. But, you know, I mean, he all right.
I think you said it all right there.
Do you know how many people you aggravated by saying that? A lot of people.
You've hurt our listeners.
What do you mean?
You just said a Cowboys fan is, all right.
Well, if that's the case, well, I ain't about to tell y'all the rest of the story then. Forget it.
What's the rest
of it? I don't think I want to know.
No, you don't.
About Cowboy Jim?
No.
About someone
else?
About
Cowboy fans in general. That's okay.
You know what? I don't want to hear the story.
No, you
I changed my mind.
Don't. You probably
215-592-9494. I will check in with you people and finish up on the phone lines with the Phillies. Plus, we may be witnessing the end of something I love in the NFL. I'm not happy with it. I'm going to guess Hugh Douglas likes this. I saw something last night.
Because I'm progressive.
Oh, I hate it. It's the worst. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Look at this. Can he put a card in between it?
Look at you. He can barely contain himself. He's saying that piece of paper hit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I have never seen that before.
Ever. I don't think I've ever seen an empty backfield in this situation.
So now we have a new, and that's a double fold over card. So somebody's going to say, if you have an index card, all right, but you can't fold it over.
Well, here we are across the bay from Silicon Valley, the high tech capital of the world, and you got an index card that determines whether it's a first down or a fourth.
And that's what killed it.
Yeah, and I'm going to miss it. Welcome back, midday show. Hope you're all happy. People like Hugh Douglas, Al Michaels. We last night officially, we lost a piece of sports fandom. We can't get it back. The robots are taking over.
The chain gang.
Well, they're still there. They just basically neutered them. Because on any close play, they don't matter anymore, the chain gang. All right, so Hall of Fame game last night. Welcome back. We're live at Champ Camp today. 94 WIP's Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV and Camping World. All right, back to your phone calls in a few minutes. You people coming up. All right, Hugh, Hall of Fame game last night. Did you bet on it?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to. I felt weird, Joe, because it just felt like...
This is safe space.
Well, it felt like I was being a degenerate if I did it.
The over was an easy
over. It is degenerate activity.
It was an easy over,
and I didn't
though.
Feel like doing that.
You got to load up the account, though, before the real game starts.
Yeah, I did think about that, but I was like, oh, that's the degenerate behavior.
All right, well, it was an easy over, and that cleared easily. But the issue last night was we saw the first glimpse of the virtual measurement system now. So if the game, or if the play is closed, no longer will the chain gang decide it. And I think you guys, everyone that wants to be you people, that want to be progressive?
Progressive.
You know,
that's the word.
The drama is now gone. Here is what is fun about a big play late in the game with the chain gang, right? It's Jalen Hurts and Saquon, and they run. It's a 3rd and 9, and they run for it, right? And they reach their hand out.
Yes.
And is it close? Is it not? And they put. And then the chain gang comes out and they measure. And it's that feeling in the stadium where everyone's waiting to see is that tip of the football over the chain.
I get what you're saying.
And that's over.
The quiet, and then when they signal first
down. Everyone erupts.
Yeah. That's gone.
It's gone.
But also what's gone is that guy, whomever he was, that pulled that card out of his pocket and slid it in between the ball, because he knew that that was going to be his viral moment.
And it was.
You know what's funny? And this is the era that we live in. Everybody's looking for their 15 minutes of fame. And in that situation, he got his, and he also killed the game of football right there.
Well, he didn't kill the game of
football. Well, he did. Well, he killed the chain gun. He put him on life support.
Ended football as we know it.
He ended football as we know it. That's what it was. Everybody is looking for their moment where they can – what do they call it? Ratio. They want their ratio. Mm. So, yeah, that's what he did.
I just feel like we don't realize the – we keep doing, and it's not just football. I mean, baseball is doing it. Every sport does it, right? We keep having more of these where technology decides things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think we're losing little dramatic moments that make sports fun. Like when that chain gang comes out there and they measure, I keep thinking about the players on the field. Like if the defense won, right? If it's short, the defense goes crazy as soon as they see the measurement, or they put up the fingers, the signal for fourth down.
Whatever it is,
it adds to the drama of the game. I have enough virtual in my life. I don't need a virtual measurement.
But that's the way we're going. There's too much money on the line. We've gotten in bed with these gambling companies.
Here we go.
I am just a visionary. And I'm just telling you how it is. It's not a company, man.
This is an NFL company, man.
It's a forward thinker in seeing how these things play out.
I have an agenda.
No, it's basically we've gotten in bed with gambling. We've gotten in bed with them.
I know.
And the problem is that there are way too many individuals, sports individuals, Donahue, players.
Tim Donahue?
Donahue. No, I was, you know what it is?
I was like,
that's Joe Conklin's fault. Because remember back in the day, he did a bit where he said Donahue, and that's where I got it from. So damn it, you, Joe Conklin. There are too many intangibles involved in betting now. So they're trying to take it out of people's hands.
Yeah, I get it. But you know what? As a bettor, as someone who bets on the NFL every Sunday, I'm cool with the chain
how
game.
Many
I
times,
bake it into my risk on the game.
How many times have we seen calls or something that has happened in the game that's been questionable that has cost you money? And you'd be like, you know what? That right there cost me money. That was some BS. That was some wang dang doodle.
That's what a losing bettor does.
Wang dang doodle BS.
That's what a losing bettor does. Don't blame yourself. You blame the
officials. I'm just saying, but that's why you take the officials out of it. You take that human error out of it. You take Tim Donahue out of it.
I also think it takes away the need to really get invested in every second. I mean, if you know that there's going to be a virtual measurement, why even paying attention? Is it close? I don't know. Whatever. They're going to put it where it was.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, but it doesn't matter what your eyes tell you. It's where the virtual measurement puts
it.
Well,
I think there's still going to be drama. I just think the drama is going to change a little bit.
We're losing drama, and you're okay with it.
I'm progressive.
Kyle, where do you come down on the virtual measurement?
Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes the beauty of sports is like the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
And the anticipation of seeing the referee do the first down signal when the chain gang has to run out. I love it. Yeah, it's great. Like, I mean, you even heard in that clip, the crowd erupts when they do the index.
No, they
card.
Were more upset about the buddy pulling out the card and putting it in between the
whether
ball.
Whether they're upset or whether they're happy, an eruption, Hugh, is an eruption. And I like those moments in sports. That's why I don't like the pitch clock stuff. I like anticipation to build.
Yes, and then emotion is emotion in the game. Like that's why we watch this stuff. That's why we get invested. That's why we spend so much time getting upset about all these people we don't even know, like just strangers, because we're invested in the whole operation.
I mean, I get that, but it's time to change.
No, it's not time to change.
It is. It's time. Because that's cost people a lot of money.
You know, not all innovation is good innovation.
What? Name me one innovation that isn't good.
This.
I put you on. This is great. This is going to be great for the game.
Let me ask you this. I don't want to get off into this fully, but just for a second.
Well, you know,
is social media really that good?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Depends on your algorithm.
Because it allows you to see stuff and engage with people that and otherwise you would never have a chance to engage.
You gave me the one positive spin. Yeah.
What's that?
That it allows you to interact. And
it has given.
But it's also, it's a time-sucking.
It's very divisive.
It's divisive, time-sucking, and mostly just wastes people's time.
But it allows us to connect in ways that we could have never connected before.
And it also allows you to connect to people you don't actually want to be connected to.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also made you a total coward. I mean, that thing you sent us about the worms in the ocean. Like,
I know.
What are we
saw that one.
Hold up, dog. Now, let's be honest. Those worms look real aggressive. I don't care what
I don't care what
on his couch said about what they are, and they're invasive. I'm not jumping. That's one of the reasons why I ain't jumping in the water.
No, you're just
because one of the worms getting the wrong orifice. You got problems. You got
that's
problems.
That's more orifice. Than enough orifice talk.
No, I'm just saying. But that's the case. You got little worms swimming around, and they swim in the wrong place.
Swallow.
Now you have issues. No, I'm not doing
ignorance
that.
Ignorance is bliss.
No,
that's the way I am when it comes to this stuff.
You know what's
I don't
funny?
Need to know if the chain gang was perfectly right. What I need is drama. And you need perfection so you could have your 10-leg parlay you brag about
I do.
And then hit none the rest of the season.
I need to hit another parlay.
Where's that account looking right now? Low?
You know what? I've been a little timid with my betting. I'm going to bet tonight, though, because it's J-Roll night, so I'm betting the Phillies
tonight. Betting the
Phillies? Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Joanna's up talking to Phillies. Hey, Joanna.
Dylan, and everyone does. Listen, I'm so sorry. I'm going to totally disagree with you, Joe, and you're going to hate me, but I'm going to.
I won't hate you. No, I may disagree
Joe
with
hates
you.
Anyone who disagrees with him.
I
He's notorious for that.
You. I'm going to agree with you. So listen, let's talk about Kwan for a second. There were multiple teams looking for him. The Mets didn't get him. The Phillies didn't get him. Los Angeles didn't get him. So that tells me the asking price had to be out of this world.
I agree with that.
Okay, so I can't fault the Phillies for not getting him if the other teams didn't. Do I love it? No. Is it okay? Yes, it's okay. Personally, I don't think that one player is going to make this team win the World Series. Let's look at San Diego. Everything that they've done, everyone that they've traded away, they've not won a World Series. If they don't win the World Series this year, what's going to happen? The general manager will be gone within 3 to 5 years because they've traded away all their prospects. You can't trade Andrew Painter. In 2 years, you're losing Zach Wheeler. You're probably losing Ranger Suarez. You don't know if Nola's going to come back in any sense of the way he was previously. So you've got Sanchez and Lizardo. So what are we going to do, go out and hire another high-priced pitcher? I think, personally, Middleton is kind of putting the clamps on the money. I think they're a little bit over where they wanted to be. And do I love what Dave Dombrowski has done? Let's look at Hayes. He got rid of Hayes this year. Hayes is having a stellar year for the Reds. And we got Kepler. Has he made mistakes? Absolutely. He has made mistakes. But I can't fault them for what they did. Do I wish it was more exciting? Yeah, I do. I wish it was more exciting. I wish we got that star bat. But when everyone goes cold, is that one star back going to make the difference? I don't know.
So, Joanne, I definitely don't hate you for what you said, and I understand your point. Let me present the other side, though, because all those things could happen. I mean, you present, and the Padres probably won't win the World Series and all those things, right? But they might, and the Padres could have be very happy in October when they have a World Series and no one will care about the 18-year-old they traded away. And the other thing is, Joanna, I'm not sure, and I don't think anyone should be sure, that Andrew Painter is going to be what we want. Not because he's not skilled. I don't think all these people around baseball are lying. Obviously, he has immense talent, but he's already been hurt, and he hasn't performed that well this year. It just, if we were in a different stage of where the franchise is, I wouldn't want to even entertain talking about him. But this is their window to win, Joanna. And my fear is that in a couple years they haven't won, and then he arrives, and maybe he's not what we hoped. And then I will say, what was the point of all this?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, do you remember Rollins and you remember Chase Utley and you remember Ryan Howard?
Sure.
Those were three players that the Phillies held on to. If they would have traded them away, they wouldn't have won a World Series.
They wouldn't have, but they also, you remember that time, they weren't really in position to win the World Series. So they, it wasn't really as much of a talking point, right? They were rebuilding.
You're right. It wasn't a talking point. But did you really see this team coming back basically the same as last year in winning the World Series? I didn't. I mean, I think the closer is going to help them tremendously. Right. I think that's going to make a world of difference. But I think when their bats go cold, it's just like everybody's cold.
It
and
is.
There's no one to pick it up. And that's my concern. I think they're all aging out at the same time. You know, Trey Turner's better. Harper will find his way. But Castellanos, no. Scott should go. Baum should go. Marsh should go. And let's look at the catcher that we traded for Marsh to the Angels to get Marsh. And what a more of a career year he is having than Marsh.
Oh, yeah. Oh sure. I think, so, Joanna, good phone call. I don't hate Joanna for her points.
You were oozing hate.
I can hear.
He said you're oozing.
I'm not oozing any hate in here. I just, you know, I shut up. Now, Joanna, I did not say that live. That's a drop.
Relax. You're oozing.
I just feel like it's
oozing.
It doesn't feel like everything's rolling in the same direction. If you're training for Duran, you're going for it. Duran. Now I'm Hugh over here with Duran. If you're training for Duran, you're going for it.
My name is Joan Duran.
Duran. I don't know what y'all hearing. He said Duran.
Well, now you're putting a little more season.
Yeah,
Duran.
It's not what he's saying.
That is what he's saying.
No. Let's listen again.
All right.
My name is Joan Duran.
Joanne Duran.
It's not Joanne.
No, yeah, Hugh.
He did say Joanne. It sounded like he said Joanne.
The man's name is not Joanne.
Play it again, Kyle.
My name is Joan Duran.
Joanne.
No, I just don't understand how you could possibly hear that.
That's Joanne.
There's no.
It's either Duran Duran or Joanne Duran.
It's not Joanne Duran.
No.
I'm putting a little bit more emphasis on the A.
You're struggling.
This poor guy arrives here. He's in his Uber heading to the tent of the park.
Who is this idiot trying to say my name?
I bet they're excited about me. Joanne.
Who the hell are you talking name? About?
Don't worry. This is just typical Hugh, if you're listening.
Yeah, that is kind of. I can't even get it out.
We will try to get your name correct. Hugh is not. Forget him. Don't worry about him. You all right over there?
No, my contact's acting up. I'm trying. You see me? I'm trying.
You're going to make it home, buddy.
No, my contacts are super dry right now.
We'll call Hugh Skip to pick you up.
Cooked. That's what we found out today. All right. Let's check in a couple Twitter polls, then we'll check in with you people here. By the way, some news just came down. ESPN just acquired part of NFL Network, including Red Zone. So they're going to be in charge of that now. Hopefully they don't mess up Red Zone, which we all love on Sundays. All right, a couple polls up here. Are you okay with how the trade deadline went for the Phillies? This one, pretty split. No at 53%, yes at 47%. And would you have traded Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan? No at 68%, yes at 32%.
Yeah, those are kind of tight.
Yeah, especially the are you okay with how things went. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
All right, we got a pretty good Friday, you people, today. This one is brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with your friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. Douglas wasted no time with the excuses right out of the chute.
But it's not excuses.
Oh, it is.
I'm a visionary.
No, these people know what they hear, okay? I mean, Nobody has ever misinterpreted anything that we've ever said.
Never, ever.
So. I mean, they heard it loud and clear today. I mean, you came in with sustain. When you, I think you used the word sustainability.
Sustainability.
Yeah, you lost us all.
Yeah, it was outrageous. Hugh just wants to keep Andrew Painter so we can have something to watch in the upper room.
In the upper room.
It came at your neck right there.
I thought Hugh's talked about it as if he's in his 80s. He's in his early 50s.
That's our fault. We started that. We started pop-up the life alert stuff.
Well, the guy did fall down in the studio a couple years ago.
Oh, dog. Bust my whole entire
bashed his head and the airplane. I mean, this, he's had a lot
of again recently? At home?
Oh, yeah, I fell down the steps.
Did you have to call someone to pick you up? Or multiple people, I guess?
My daughter did not, so she got
me. Wow. Hugh's looking like a Bloody Mary today.
Oh, with the shirt. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
A cherry gelati with the towel over.
That one's good, considering the Rita's truck.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't get no Rita's today.
It was a little chilly for Rita. Yeah, it was not.
Looking like a red bell pepper.
Red bell pepper, mm-hmm. I like that one.
A big ass stop sign.
Brutal.
And an oversized Christmas ornament.
I like that one. I like that one.
This is the best you people cons for what Hugh's looking like in a while.
It's a good combo one, though. Joe looks like Pennywise, and Hugh is his balloon from It.
They cooked.
Where's Tom Kelly when you need him?
Yeah, I know.
Junior Jolly?
Yeah. Junior.
Shots fired.
All right. Man, I think we'd all agree that some of the nicknames we got on the phone lines, not very strong. I think we like the bald spot. That was a good one.
Yeah.
You people came with some fire today, though. Hairless and clueless.
Hey, wait a minute. Who's which?
I guess it depends on the day.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yep. This one probably should have been expected. Cookies and cream.
Yeah, that's about it.
Bald and balder.
I think I'm hairless and you're clueless because you have a beard. Like on days that I shave, I have a hairless head. You have a beard and you're clueless.
Hairless and clueless.
Yeah. Well, you are both bald and you got the glare pair.
The glare pair. Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. And thinning time.
Thinning, that's relevant. Yeah.
Oh, like winning time.
Kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Thinning time.
I think it's good.
They were good. I mean, they were more clever, at least, than the ones on the phone lines. All right, last one here. Usually everyone gets a big kick out of when Hugh has his moments, like this one, and the ambiguity. And I thought the people were going to laugh when this one happened, but they actually kind of just felt bad for you when you struggled with this one earlier.
I think what did Coach Fangio say?
It makes it worse
when you play it back. It makes it way worse.
You were drowning.
The best is Joe's looking at me like, spit it out.
Well, most of the time I have an idea of where you're going. I try to help. I didn't know what you were talking about this time.
And Tucker's over there. He's yelling it to me. And I'm like, I didn't hear him. And I just took a shot at him. And then I realized what he was saying.
Oh, sun's out, guns out, Tucker over there.
Yep. Not one person involved tried to help you at all.
I was floundering.
It was the definition of keep it simple. I mean, like, I tried to be profound. Yeah, you did.
I think, what did Coach Fangio say?
You ain't got to play it again, Kyle. We heard what did he say?
I can't even think of what I was saying. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, they were very worried about it.
They were like, what did he have?
They were like, oh, that one's kind of sad, actually.
I'm okay.
Here's the question. If you were doing a solo show, how long would that have taken to get back on the rails?
Well, I'd have been mad if my producer didn't jump in on that one. I'd have cussed him out in the break. Like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm drowning here. Throw me a life jacket.
You got to know your limitations, though, man. And sometimes I tend to forget.
Man, you know, I'm trying to find, I don't know if it's in the system, but when Buzz is getting choked up when he's on the air. Do you remember this? Yeah. He like, I think he had a coughing attack.
You mean heartthrob Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz. I found it.
And now that he's got the money, the organization don't want to see him play like he did in 22. They'd like to see the success, but they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you. And I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough. Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. Talking about
The Eagles. Look what they do to you, Dan. Look what they do to you.
So, but somebody gave Buzz a lifeline there.
Well, finally. The guy was basically drowned at that point. You okay, Buzz? No?
I don't feel so bad now. That was way worse.
Now, Buzz was doing a solo show, and I'm guessing his producer was on the phone for a little bit of that, because it took a little while there before
Jerry
I heard the voice.
Eventually jumped in. Now, Hugh had me, you, Parker, and Angelina, and nobody stepped in.
And Mike's just looking at me like, what is he about to say? And Joe's like, well, he's looking like, well, are you going to spit it out?
It was one of those, let's hold up, let him cook, and then wait. He's not cooking, he's drowning.
You know how it was right there? Like, you know how sometimes when something's on the tip of your tongue, and then when you really start to think about it, it's almost like it's running away from you.
Well, spit it out. Thank you. You gave us a good drop for football season here.
Well, I have so many.
Let's hear it one more time before we hand over to the afternoon show.
I think what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying. I killed it.
It's so good. All right, fun show today. We are back here on Monday. We live here now.
Yeah,
Eagles
we do.
Eagles camp. We'll talk to you live from Eagles camp on Monday. Big series with Phil's over the weekend. Excited to see the new guys, and hopefully they have enough. Phil's Tigers this weekend. Afternoon show next at Chickies right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.